Nothing?
Oh. David, second straight week, defense has come up pretty big, a couple turnovers. Can you just talk about the importance of that?
It's huge. You know, I think I said it a couple weeks ago, nothing would help us more defensively than turning the ball over and, you know, starting off with Malcolm, you know, and then Kyle making a play. So great pass rush today. They were able to get in there, force some throws to be a little off, and, you know, we were able to capitalize in the secondary.
Devin, could you just talk about the importance of getting off to a fast start like you guys did today?
We knew it was going to be very important today just because watching a couple of the Rams games, when they got off to a good start and, you know, maybe able to go score right away and then get three and out on defense and score again, you know, like the New Orleans game, they put three touchdowns out there very fast. So we knew if we could get off to a good start, we could kind of control the game. So you saw that from both sides of the ball. You know, the offense going down there scoring, going three and out, and I think that's kind of let the game play out how it played out, just coming out there early and being ready to go.
Devin, I'm curious to get your reaction to talking to your secondary teammates, Patrick and Logan, when they get a chance to rush the quarterback on the blitz. And there was quite a bit of that, especially in the first half.
Yeah, I mean, if we all could come free like they come free, they need to send all of us. But they did a good job, you know, low getting in there and just making sure we get the guy down. You know, we've played some of these quarterbacks that are very tough in the pocket. And even Goff on Logan's first one, trying to spin out of it and make a play. So anytime we can send secondary pressure, we know it's key to get home. You know, when you send somebody from the secondary, you're usually light somewhere in coverage. So they did a good job getting there and causing pressure.
Devin, over here, ultimately the Rams scored 10 points, but 25 total yards in the first half for them. Is that as dominating a defensive performance you've ever been a part of?
Probably. You know, it was a – once you get rolling, I think the game plays out and we were able to play fast and get on top of everything, and that was the key. You know, the stats aren't as important as just us having an understanding of how we want to play, how the game was flowing, and I thought we did a good job, and then getting off the field on third down was huge.
Devin, what are your thoughts on Tom Brady? I mean, 201 wins for a starting quarterback is the most of all time as a teammate that's played with him now for 7 years. What do you think about that accomplishment?
It's great to be a part of it. You know, I've learned so much from him as a leader, and not always just talking to him, but just getting the opportunity to watch him, whether it be in captain's meetings, his daily routine, you know, on the field, off the field. So I think at times you don't really know the true worth of being around a guy like that. And you know, I think it all, you see the bigger picture when you see a record like this, 201 wins, you know, the most by a quarterback, it kind of forces you to step back and really realize what the guy's done in the NFL, and I'm happy to be a part of it and learn so much from him.
If I could just follow up on it, as a player, like when you hear these chants at the end of the game when he's kneeling on the ball, or do you hear the chants of Brady, Brady, and just sort of as a player, do you appreciate that, you know, like the reaction between the crowd and the, you know, player they're obviously showing their appreciation for?
Yeah, I think it's great. You know, I think it's an awesome feeling, well-deserved. And I think probably the best part of it, seeing a guy like him, is he comes in and he wants no recognition for it. You know, he's all about the wins for the team. You know, he doesn't really see it as an individual stat. He echoed that in the locker room after the game, and that's why he's a great leader, and you know, that's why we've been able to win a lot of games because of his leadership and the younger guys that come and become leaders learning from him and passing that along.
Devin, teams in this league, even the best ones, often play down to the level of the competition. What's the secret here, year after year, game in, game out?
I think for us, it's been spoken throughout this whole week. You know, it's December. It's time to play our best football. We've been at it for a while now, you know, dating back to the beginning of training camp. Things we've talked about working on and things we talked about improving, you know, it's time to start improving on those things to get them done. So, you know, Bill said it over and over, who we play each week is not going to matter if we don't come and fix the things we need to fix and play, you know, the way we need to play. And I think the whole team understands that, and it starts with him, but, you know, us echoing and as captains, as leaders, and you know, today, I think, showed that when we do those things, you know, we go out there and play well.
Devin, along the same lines of Mike's question about Tom, the connection of the present to the past when it comes to the 2001 team, the first championship team, obviously taking a lot of time this weekend to commemorate that team. How important is that around here in terms of the current generation of players trying to live up to the standards of the past generations?
I just think it's cool for us as players, you know, those guys being around, walking around the locker room, just for us to get a chance to talk to him, you know, say what's up, you know, share a story or two. You know, there's no real connection as far as being out there playing today and playing in this season, but I think anytime you could be around guys like that are champions that understood how to win, really at a time where, you know, Bill talked about that season where it wasn't all, you know, winning, winning, winning. It was tough times, and, you know, just getting to talk to those guys, and, you know, it was cool and a little awkward. Shows you how old Tom is to see him out there on that film playing and winning games. So it was a great opportunity, I know, for me just to see some of those guys and talk to them. And, you know, I've gotten a chance to know some of them over the years, so it's always good seeing the championship team. Anything else, guys? Thank you.